Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Another major shakeup in Britney's world. What does it mean for her future? Plus, Gwen and Blake finally say I do. What you haven't heard about their special day. Then J-Lo's romantic weekend with Ben. And earmuffs, A-Rod. Yep, she really just said that.
If something's not feeling right, just make that move.
Shake off that holiday hangover. We've got a big show for you today on Daily Pop. Britney Spears' manager just quit after 25 years together. Does this mean her career is done? Here with me and Morgan to break it all down is singer, DJ, author, but you may know her as best as second in command on RuPaul's Drag Race, Michelle Visage. Honey.
Thank you. You have made our morning. Literally, we both were so excited that you were on the show. We were like, finally. All right.
Aww, we got you.
Yes.
And you always have me, darling.
And I'm going to steal you from Ru.
That's going to be a heavy feat, but we're happy you're here today at least.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
You want to get this party started?
Please do.
Oh, my God. Let's get right to Britney Spears. Her longtime manager, Larry Rudolph, is out. He says it's been over 2.5 years since he's even spoken with Britney. Apparently, this is all her best interest because he believes she will never perform again. Now, we've learned all this tea from a letter addressed to Britney's father and Jody Montgomery, who are her co-conservators. Now, Larry has been with Britney for over 2 decades. Do you think this means Britney is done?
I think it means something. I think we can't ignore. This guy has stuck by her side through thick and through thin, through it all. Mm-hmm. He helped, you know, build the icon.
Oh, break her, 100%.
So the fact that he has stepped away is a huge signal.
Yes.
I 100% agree. I mean, this is not the first time that they've actually parted ways. Mm-hmm. And I do feel a lot of his decision-making went into, there is such a storm around Britney right now. People are so concerned with her well-being. People are really on the Free Britney train. I feel like in good conscience, he could not stand by her and represent somebody who has vocalized publicly, I do not want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's at some point, it really wasn't even maybe fully his decision because he's like, I can't stick by this. I'm going to be crucified.
Or he could also step out and say what he knows instead of just stepping away.
Yes.
That's also a really good point.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever say what he knows. I think Larry Rudolph is like a smart dude. He's going to protect that bank. But Britney did say about 2 years ago that she is never going to perform again as long as her dad is part of her conservatorship.
Right.
Larry gave her 2 years. He confirmed that he thought that she would never dance again because of that to TMZ about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So I think what Larry Rudolph is actually doing is he's stepping away to clear his roster for another ingenue to come in and take him on as a manager. Because if you have Britney Spears, if you have that big entity, it's kind of hard to get a Dua Lipa or Katy Perry or someone else of that caliber.
No, this is Britney's his legacy. I mean, you only get one person. I mean, it's very rare that a manager has multiple Britney Spearses, right? Like, a Britney Spears comes around every, 25 years? I mean, she hasn't yet been replaced by somebody.
No.
But I also feel like if you have a manager and you haven't spoken to them in 2 years, how do you have a manager?
But I also feel like he's abandoning her in a way. I feel like he should be sticking by her, but since he's saying he hasn't talked to her, we don't know. We're only hearsay people on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She could have chosen not to talk to him. He could have not spoken to her. We don't know the real story, but I do feel like somebody who's been with her through all this, for him to step away is like a whoa.
Right.
This is too much.
And also, but when she was talking and when she spoke to the judge recently, she did say, like, my management, my da-da-da. Who is she referring to? If it was, I mean, it's him, but she hasn't spoken to him. Like, there's so much, as you said, hearsay. It's very confusing to even follow the pieces of what's going on.
For sure. But, you know, I think when you're a manager, you know, you get 10% of whatever the person's doing. And if you're not doing anything, there's nothing to manage, and there's kind of nothing to speak about. And I do sometimes think that managers get a little bit more personal, but maybe this was business for Larry Rudolph.
It could have been. Listen, 10% of nothing is still nothing.
Exactly.
But if he's not, you know, the juggernaut that is Britney, if he's not actively doing anything, then he is wide open for the Dua Lipas and the Bieber Rexes and whoever else.
Exactly.
So.
Ooh. Oh, God, I don't know. I think they're still going to work it out sometimes.
I think if she comes back, speaking of coming back, J-Lo and Ben spent the holiday weekend together in the Hamptons. And in case you couldn't tell by her face, the look on her face, obviously she looks like she's having a good time. She wants to make it clear that she has never been better.
I'm super happy. I know people are always wondering, like, how are you? What's going on? Are you okay? This is it. I've never been better. And I just want everybody to know that it's the best time. It's the best time of my life.
She made eye contact on that one.
Uh-huh.
She made eye contact on that one. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I feel like we don't know everything, and a lot of it's allegedly, but I think, in my personal opinion, I stand by this alone. I think she went through a lot with A-Rod behind the scenes. I think she put up with a lot. I think he was doing a lot. And she finally was like, I'm mother effing done with you, clown. Be gone. I'm over it. And so now she's like, all right, you did all this stuff. I was willing to stick by you. I'm gonna rub it in your face now. And I said, Michelle, a year and a half ago to Justin, we made a bet. I said they are never gonna get married.
She did.
I said A-Rod and J-Lo will never make it down the aisle. I do not. There's something about these two that, as much as they seem well matched, there's something inauthentic and not genuine there for me.
It
does not work. And I said they're not gonna get married. He said they're getting married. And look what happened.
I just wanted the invite to the wedding, okay? I wanted the invite to the wedding.
And you would have gotten it, and you would have gotten
it.
I'm sorry it didn't happen.
I would have gotten it.
I'm sorry it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Do you like Jen and Ben together?
I liked them the first time around, and I like them this time around. I didn't like when she kind of changed him. I didn't like when he became something that he wasn't. It felt inauthentic.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to blame it on her, but her effect...
Yes.
And they're always in the paparazzi, et cetera, changed him a little bit.
Yep.
If he can kind of stay true to who he is, because he's been but it's been very public knowledge, his struggles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a lot to take on, to then be thrust into the limelight again.
Yep.
Very publicly. And if he can stay grounded and stay true to the demons that he's battled.
Yes.
That would be wonderful for them to find love and happiness.
I agree.
But don't you see? I mean, look at this photo. Look at this photo. Don't you feel like we're seeing the same mistakes being made the second time around? Like,
I don't.
Man is wearing Laura Piana.
No.
For God's sake.
Where's the t-shirt?
Where's the cigarette?
Casual, laid back look. I mean, look at her. We never really see her like this. I feel like this is as laid back. He's still slightly styled. But it's not it's not a Boston Red Sox t-shirt, obviously, but he still looks like a version of himself.
You could be stylish in St. John knits.
Right.
For sure. But I just think, to your point, I love a St. John's knit. I just think, to your point, Michelle, she kind of changed him the first time around.
Yeah, totally.
He got a little spooked by it and kind of ran. And what happens is, you are a boss, so you kind of sort of want to control and do things. And
every woman wants to control how their man dresses.
And by the way, he looked good. He didn't not look good.
Damn
he
good.
Was tanned and like quaffed suited and booted. But at the end of the day, it just felt inauthentic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was the problem. It felt like the clothes and the look were wearing him. He wasn't wearing it.
Totally.
He wanted to fit into somebody else's lifestyle instead of letting the love and relationship happen.
Uh-huh.
And just be.
It was too much pressure almost. He's like, I can't keep up with this. And I think that's eventually why he started to act out the first time. He was like, I don't want to be in a spray tan appointment. I'm going to the strip club.
No, 100%.
You need to back off me.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I love that you think that's acting out.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to show you. I'm going to go to the strip club.
But J-Lo wasn't down with it.
I'm going to go to the strip club.
J-Lo.
J-Lo, because I feel like she is a classy bitch. She never drags her exes, even when we know that they're wrong. She never talked shit about Mark Anthony. She never went there with Casper Sprout, even though we know he allegedly went to that rub and tug. She never went for A-Rod.
I'm not mad at that. that.
No, I'm saying, I'm not mad at my man going to rub and tug.
Exactly.
I don't want to rub it, and I don't want to tug it. Okay?
He does. If he's paying his rent, he wants to rub and tug it. Okay? Don't let him
fool you. My rent is getting paid, but Cass was smart. Let's be real. Wasn't paying shit.
No, wasn't paying shit.
Nope.
So you can't go get a rub and tug like Robert Kraft. Now, J-Lo also dropped new music, and her song,
Every Straight Guy is like,
El Paso, is all about needing to make a big change in her life. Listen to this.
Cambia el paso. Cambia el paso. Cambia el paso. All she wanna do is just
So the song is about change and not being afraid to take the step. Like, just take the step. Advance. Do what you need to do. If something's not feeling right, whatever it is in your life, like, just make that move and dance. You got to live. You got to be yourself. You got to be happy. And that's what the record's about.
Can someone go do a welfare check on A-Rod somewhere?
Okay.
I mean.
He's sitting in it.
And I, ooh.
And I, ooh.
Listen, he's sitting in it.
You know what that's about. And listen. She's allowed to say that. We don't.
Yes.
You said in the beginning, Morgan.
Yes.
We don't know both sides. We don't know what happened. We only read what everybody else reads.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, she is the one who's letting it out there be known that she's doing fine and you just need to move on.
100%. And I mean, at the end of the day, we did hear a lot of stuff about the things that he was texting, emotionally cheating, whatever the hell was going on. You know, she didn't put that out there. So like, he does need to sit in it a little bit.
For sure.
I'm sorry. I have no, and our producer, I'm calling you out, Rebecca, was like, I felt kind of bad for A-Rod. I have no, I have no empathy for A-Rod.
No.
At all.
He also has a track record. Yeah, she has a track record of being addicted to love.
For sure.
But there, he has a track record of not being addicted to love.
100%.
Being addicted to something else.
Yep. 100%.
Yep.
Okay. I also think that she never wants to be seen as a victim. Like, I feel like she never wants people to think that she is wallowing in her heartbreak because he was DMing some girl from Charlotte. Like, I think that she never, ever wants people to see her in that light. A, because she's a Leo, but B, because she's just a boss.
Yeah.
And you can't, that's not your brand.
Is Ben a Leo too? I think so. Can someone Google that? I think
he's so good, though.
I think they're both Leos.
Who?
Ben Affleck's a Leo.
Is he?
I think. I'm going to Google that at the break.
They are both Leos.
They are.
As always, it's almost impossible, not fully impossible, almost impossible for two superstars to be in a relationship.
I agree with
one has to shine, and that's why it falls apart.
But do you think he's at, I don't know if either of them, let me say this.
He's not as big of a star as she is.
I mean, I don't think he's as big as of a star as she
is. He's not. Listen,
he's
she's
not
a
J-Lo.
Global phenomenon. He is not, but he's a very established, very working, very sought after, very successful
actor,
screenwriter,
yes.
All that. So he ain't hurting.
And I don't think he cares to shine as much as she does. Do you agree with that?
Sometimes. And then other times it's like, oh, I think you're right. He's not that kind of center stage type of guy. He's just, he doesn't appear to be.
Right.
Morgan's husband is a star.
He's a star. Yeah, but we're both still like
in the climb.
So whoever makes it there first, may the best man win.
Yes, Miley. Good luck,
people. May the best man win.
Exactly.
That's what we call joint bank accounts. Still ahead, Gwen and Blake finally tie the knot. The secret details we just learned from the star who was there. Plus, the big debate of the day. At what age should you cut off your kids? That's going to get good next. Got two rich bitches on the panel.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have a question for you guys out there. At what age will you cut the cord? After Rashad Weaver was drafted into the NFL, his mom gave him some tough love by cutting him off her wallet. He jokingly tweeted, "My mom decided today on her 23rd birthday, she wanted to break 23 years of trust and bond we had built by telling me I'm in the NFL and I need to pay for my own cell phone bill. I feel betrayed."
That is hilarious.
I gotta say, you're lucky she didn't transfer hers with it because I surely would have.
Right. By the way, it's so funny. It's always the cell phone bill. I feel like that's always the last thing to go because it's like, no, it's always the last because it always lingers on. Yes. It's like the hardest thing, but the easiest thing to get rid of. So I feel like my parents for years were like, you got to call Verizon. I'm like, I'm not calling Verizon. I'm not going to do it. You're going to pay for it. I don't know. When do you cut your kids off? I feel like if they're not doing anything and they are not being productive and they are not working towards a goal, then you kind of got to be like, all right.
Is that it?
I want Michelle to answer.
I'm going to call it a little bit differently. I was not raised the way you were raised, darling. So my parents, I grew up in New Jersey, went to college in New York City. And the day, I am not lying to you, the day I graduated, my mother took my payment book and said, here you go, get a job.
Wow.
So I had to get a job as a secretary in the garment district while I auditioned for musicals and trying to be Madonna 2.0 and had to pay my rent in New York City. Three girls shared a one-bedroom apartment. Oh. We all had twin beds lined up like the military. And we did what we had to do to pay our rent. So I have two daughters. I do pay their bills.
Yes.
I'm paying their college right now because I'm lucky enough to be able to do that.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, there are certain things like gas was the first thing I said. You want to drive?
Yes.
You pay for your own gas.
Right.
Find a way to do it. I even give them jobs to do for me. You know, if they, my 21-year-old has a job and she does not ask for anything. My 19-year-old's like, did you see that outfit that I put in the shopping cart?
Yeah,
it's cute.
So what
you gonna do?
Yeah.
So what you gonna do?
Exactly. How are you gonna get it?
When they're done with college, are you gonna say?
Correct. Graduate school. My agreement with my kids is if I can continue to pay for college, which right now, knock wood, I'm able to. If I'm not, then I can't. But graduate school is on you because one daughter's pre-med. And the other one is like botany and horticulture. So she needs a master's. Otherwise, she
ain't going to go nowhere.
Doing well. They're doing good.
They're doing okay.
They're
going to pay for graduate school. I want their education to happen. So.
That's important.
But everything else, they have to pay. She buys her own food. Ooh. She pays for her own gas.
But that's the thing. That's the important part is that you set the boundaries and you set the boundaries early. I'm sure that baby was saying goo goo gaga and you were like, don't get used to this milk because it's done in 20 years.
It's going to dry up.
Yeah, it's going to dry up.
Right.
I think what happens if you Tory spelling your kids and just hit them with the payment book and not tell them and not really set that boundary, that's when kids get really uneasy. That's when they start financially acting out. That's when they kind of sort of lose it. But I agree. If you're open with your kids and honest from day one,
and they always know the plot.
Yes, and they always know the plot.
Well, you need to know that life is not free.
Right.
Yeah.
It is expensive to live in this world.
It is.
And I think you're doing your kids a disservice by completely sheltering and shielding them and making them think that you're going to pay for every single thing.
Forever.
Because one day the windfall might stop.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do?
It's true.
What's going to happen when Susan finally cuts you off?
I've been doing my own thing for a few years now, but I definitely think there was a rough time probably in my early 20s when I was like, things are going to work out. My mom's like, what's working out? Nothing's working out. You're not doing anything. Nothing's happening. We just keep paying for you. And then finally, luckily, I got it together. And then they luckily have not had to pay for me for a long time.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Thank you. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. You know what else I love? I love that Florence Pugh knows that you don't like her relationship, so she keeps it to herself. Mm. The 25-year-old Black Widow star is dating 46-year-old Zach Braff. Damn. And she just told the New York Sunday Times, I think it bugs people that it's not who they expected. Now, Florence got a ton of hate after sharing a photo of her man earlier this year, so she stopped posting him. I think this is smart. If you know that people are going to be negative about your relationship or anything that you are doing, stop posting it.
I also think we are so, it's not our business. If she does not want to share her relationship with us, that's okay.
On the flip side, if she does, that's okay.
Right.
For sure.
Who cares what anybody thinks about your relationship? Who cares that he's older? Why is it right or wrong? They are both legal.
And they are both happy, and they've been together for a while now. I feel like I've been hearing about this couple for a long time.
But that's easier said than done.
No, it's not. Do it.
You know you love people's
opinions. I love Michelle. I'm so scared of her. I love her so much.
You know you love people's opinions. I want to know what people have to say about my man. I also want to know what he's done in the past. So run me that obituary. Let me know.
But do you care? Do you care what people think about you and your man?
Kind of.
Why?
I think that if I'm dating somebody, I want my friends.
Your friends, not the public. If the public had a consistent negative opinion about somebody who loves you and supports you and somebody that you're happy with, that gets exhausting and that narrative is tired. So I understand why she doesn't want to deal with that fodder.
Me too.
I also don't care if people, like the men I date are normally 20 plus years older than me. And I have learned to live with it.
You like a daddy, do you?
Yes.
I like an uncle. I like a seasoned S&P uncle.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But see, when it's this kind of a situation, mm-hmm. I hate to say it, when it's hetero, people have so much to say.
Yeah.
And it's and not only specifically, you know, exclusively, yeah. but it tends to be a really ugly situation. So what if she wants to date somebody who's, you know, 20 years old or whatever? So
yeah.
what?
It's
now,
so
when you
wild.
Were on these streets and yes. you were, you know, going around the country singing yes. Yes. with top five hits. Right. And you were dating people,
right?
And your management or your the rest of your girl group didn't like who you were dating. Did you just keep it going, or
absolutely.
Did you? You didn't care.
You can't care. You can't. I understand that there are tactics and there are things that you're doing when you're building. But with social media, it was a very different time. We didn't even have cell phones, honey.
How much
there
better?
Was a, that didn't really matter. But the management would try to tell you, you know, it's going to be in Tiger Beat or these magazines where you can't. You have to be single, and it's like, for what?
For
what?
Yeah.
And at this day and age, honestly, it shouldn't matter to you what people think of your man. I'm sorry.
I know.
Because you don't go home with the public. You go home.
By the way.
Maybe I'll post him today.
Free your mind.
Yes, free your mind. Up next, speaking of freeing, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles on this romantic getaway. Just how serious are they? Stay with us.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time to take a look at the stories making headlines in today's Hollywood Minute. It may have taken longer than expected, but Gwen and Blake finally made it down the aisle. The happy couple got married on Saturday at Blake's Ranch in Oklahoma, surrounded by 40 of their nearest and dearest friends. Gwen wore not one, but two Vera Wang dresses for the event, a custom Italian silk crepe and a party dress. Carson Daly officiated, and he wrote on Instagram that he was so honored to marry two of my favorite people on earth. And he gave the Today Show a little insight into the wedding's unique flavor.
It was as elegant and refined and cool as Gwen is, and it was mm-hmm. as country and down home and fun as Blake is, and they just work. They're an unlikely pair. You know, they're like if you paired delicious fried chicken with a glass of champagne.
Gwen and Blake are family people, and Gwen's wedding look paid tribute to her new family. She had her kids and Blake's names hand embroidered into her veil. What did you guys think of her dresses? Guys,
I love them. You know, everyone thought it was going to be this low-key wedding and she was going to get married in blue jeans. Mm-hmm. This woman loves the pomp and circumstance. She loves to get dressed up, and I knew that she was going to bring it. I would wear this for my own wedding.
First of all, just shout out to Jeremy, because honestly, a photographer makes an event, and I have yet to meet somebody that, like, I'm obsessed with that takes my photo well. I'm calling him. I mean, these photos are incredible. I love the look, and they are so her.
She looked amazing. Wearing Vera Wang, she looked stunning.
Yep.
Camp, funny.
Camp.
Glamorous. All of it. She knows. Look at her.
Yes, she does. I mean, look at us. She's giving, like, the bustier top. I loved it. And the wedding cake was so 80s.
And the boots, the little nod to her hubby.
So cute.
All of it.
So cute.
And I just love that he wore denim. My husband would not be able
to
wear denim.
That's hot. That's very Ralph Lauren. I'm all about Blake. I think Blake is super cute.
Yeah. I love him. Well, we wish Gwen and Blake a lifetime of happiness. But how about some other new couples?
Okay.
It's time to play a game of Will They Last? Okay, we have our paddles
this
ready.
This is shady, by the way.
It is very shady.
By the way.
The heart means you think the relationship will last.
Okay.
And the broken heart thinks that it's not going to
last. It's very hard, so hopefully mm-hmm. you understood. It's, like, very difficult.
Let's start with Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. They were all over each other kissing on a yacht in Italy. Will they last?
Okay.
On a yacht. You didn't break up.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Break up.
Yeah.
I always say it's all fun and games in a pandemic.
It's all fun and games.
But the minute those fresh panties come back on that stage, it's going to be a hard time.
I don't see but I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to, this relationship's going to run its course, which is also okay.
Yeah.
You know, everybody comes into your life for a reason.
Yes.
A certain amount of time, blah, blah, blah. But at this one, I just don't see
long term.
Going the distance.
Agreed. Yeah.
What about this one? Pete Davidson and Phoebe Denever. They were showing all kinds of PDA at Wimbledon the other day. Will this last? Breakup.
I want to say for the record, I love them both. I've been a fan of her mother's for years. And No.
I think it's he's like the Hollywood rite of passage now. You like got to get through Pete Davidson
and
if you want to get to the other side. Yeah, this is not going to go on.
No, but the problem is I think that Pete Davidson has learned about his issues.
You do?
I think Hollywood has put a mirror up to him so that codependent slash like stalkery vibe that he would give people.
Which I love.
I love. But, you know, some of the women in the past said that he got a little too attached and they felt like they were being drowned by him.
He's grown into himself for sure post the Ariana days, but they're still breaking up.
I think he might work this one out.
What are we talking, by the way? Are we talking marriage or are we talking forever?
I think 5 years. I think they'll be together for 5 years.
Really?
Oh, I do. Yep. I will give you $500 if they make it 5 years. What's the time?
I'll give you $20.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm putting my kids through college.
Yeah. Okay. How about Renee Zellweger and Ant Anstead? We've been hearing the rumors. Now they've been seen spotted together for the first time. She let him see her in a scrunchie.
Excuse me, I love a scrunchie.
She's like a low-key Southern girl, though. I don't think she's very high maintenance. I think they're going to be together for a long time.
So
I'm giving them a heart. I don't know if they're going to be together forever, but I this is going to
stick. What is forever,
right.
Morgan? Is forever?
Well, you and your husband are going to be together forever, right?
If he watches himself, yes. Yeah. 24 years.
How hard was it to get to 24 years?
So people don't understand how hard it is to get to 24 years.
That's not a joke. That is a lifetime.
Especially here in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Thought you said if he washes himself. I'm like, damn, 24 years and he still can't take a bath.
Watches.
I think that they're going to be together for a while. I don't think they're going to get married.
I love her, though.
I love her, too.
She's always pursed up.
And by the way, she doesn't just date. You know what I mean? Like, she's not going to get into an entanglement unless she knows that they can be entangled.
Yeah. Remember when she low-key dated Bradley Cooper forever?
Yes.
She's not a slinger, though.
She's not. Yeah. No. She will keep a man for a hot minute.
She was, and then she did the Judy Garland role, and then she went away. She's an actress.
Don't sleep on her.
Yeah.
She gets them.
She does.
Oh, honey, she's a Southern girl.
Okay.
She can rope them.
She does, yeah.
And keep them.
And I'm happy for him.
And give him grits.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm so hungry
all
the time.
You know, made a man's heart. Maybe this is why Ant Anstead was like, keep everything. I don't care.
Renee's calling.
All I want is my clothes.
Yeah.
Everything is gone, the furniture and everything, because he knew that Renee was in the side
room. I mean, look, how did they even meet? Should I know that? Do we know
Raya?
Okay.
Oh, oh, my God. After the break, The Bachelorette takes the drama next level, and Wells Adams is joining us to break it all down. Will Katie make it through the end of this week? We'll discuss next.
Katie is the one, and nothing is going to come between us.
Holy the last thing I ever expected was you.
It suddenly just feels so much realer and scarier.
Oh, gosh.
What are you actually doing here?
I am done. Someone booked my flight home.
Like, how am I supposed to move forward with any of this?
All I'm looking for is to find my person. And it's very possible that my person just left.
I feel like I'm going through the motions.
I honestly don't know if she'll recover if he doesn't propose.
I feel like I'm in a nightmare.
Oh, so much went down last night on The Bachelorette, so we needed an expert to help us figure it all out. Wells Adams!
Woo! Oh, thanks.
First of all, I don't even know if Katie's going to get a ring this season. I wouldn't even want to get married after all that drama at all.
Yeah, well, it's been a lot this season, and I feel like this has been like a really heavy, heavy season, but I tried to come in there and bring some levity with the short shorts and everything, and well, then some guy almost died, and then it got serious again, you know?
Not even a ball slip could pick this up. It's deep. It is deep.
We were very nervous about the mouse coming out of the house during that entire day of shooting, I have to be honest with you.
I was waiting for the mouse.
Yeah, he was like, let me see the mouse. All right, so we saw the guys were not happy about Blake returning.
Yeah.
How do you feel about past contestants coming back on to current seasons?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's a little thirsty looking, especially with Blake, because Blake dated two different bachelorettes. And that's not his fault, because there was the Claire fiasco and then Tayshia came in. So, like, I give him a little bit of a pass for that. Like, if it was, like, three separate seasons, right, it'd be like, Blake, you're obviously clout chasing here.
Right.
But from what everyone has told me about Blake is he's a really sincere and lovely guy. And he, like, really had this connection with Katie kind of before the show. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Now, the one thing that, like, they haven't touched on is that Blake and Brendan, the guy with, like, the bouffant, knew each other before the show, and Blake suggested to Brendan to go on the show. And so then when he shows up later, he's like, what are you doing here? You told me to come here.
Wow. Oh, that's kind of shady, huh?
But hold on.
Ooh.
I don't understand how all the Bachelor people know each other before they go on.
It's a very weird. You need to explain this world to us. I don't get, like, how do people meet? Is there, like, a Bachelor group chat that you have to be at? Like, what?
Yeah.
There is, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Because you're right. It's like, how weird. Does Brendan know Blake?
No, it was like, remember when all this stuff went down at Coachella and this person told this person that they liked him at Coachella? I'm like, how do you guys all are in the same space?
After the season airs, and everyone DMs everyone else because they're like, are you going under to Paradise? Are you going to Paradise? What's going on? And then everyone becomes
hyper-obsessed over Paradise and what's going to go on.
Exactly. And then, you know, and then they go out and they make terrible decisions. Right. And then they come to Paradise. And then I get to sit there and watch the whole thing burn
this
around.
This franchise is so genius because it doesn't stop. Okay, I have a question. Katie, is she going to get engaged?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so.
Who do you think she's going to get engaged to?
I don't. Can I give you, like, a couple people that I think?
Give us two people.
Okay.
Because if it's more than two, it's tough.
I was really surprised about Blake, and, like, he got a date, like, right off the bat, and I was like, whoa, okay. Like, he came in, and now he's, like, ranked really high, I think, on her
radar
of guys. So he's a total dark horse that, like, I'm like, okay, so Blake's in there. And then I think Greg, because Greg is, like, every Disney 90s movie guy next door guy, and every girl is like, I love Greg so much. He looks like the guy from Brink or something. I don't know if you remember that.
But this is the problem with Blake, and this is why I would be mad if I was some of the guys. How many weeks had they been there before Blake came in? 4 or 5?
Yeah.
So you're going to have me go through the gauntlet for 4 or 5 weeks and then have this guy just roll on in with no emotional baggage and come in looking cute. Of course you want
to. But that's what they do every season to these guys. Like, they always throw, and to the women, they always throw, like, a wrench in there and, like, make it, right?
They don't make it Dale in there.
Everyone's last time. I can't
Well, like, this has happened before, too. Like, Nick Viall came in late on someone else's season.
One of the five.
And then he was, like, final two. And then he went to Paradise, and then he became The Bachelor. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, let's talk about Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. Okay.
Because we heard that you're the new, basically, Masters of Ceremonies. How was that going into Bachelor in Paradise with that big shakeup?
How was that?
It was a lot, I have to be honest with you. I mean, it was really fun, but I'm really good at just, like, giving advice to people at the bar and, like, just telling people how I really feel. And then having to be, like, very serious and be like, guys, this is, like, we got to focus here. And, like, this is about love. Going from, like, silly wells to, like, being serious wells was harder than I thought it was going to be. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of late nights.
Oh,
you guys don't understand. Rose ceremonies go until the sun starts to come up. So
it's that long. Then you have to get up and film the next day.
Yeah.
I am not cut out for Bachelor World.
But then he gets that direct deposit and it's all
worth
it.
And then it's all good.
Yeah.
Speaking of money and direct deposits, have you guys put down a deposit on a wedding venue?
I don't know what's happening, guys. I have to be honest with you. We were supposed to get married
2 years ago,
and then we were supposed to get married this year, and, like, both times we had to, like, postpone. And now Sarah's working again and, like, filming movies and television shows.
Oh, my God. Do you think you'll ever do it, just the two of you, immediate family, and just call it a day?
No.
Why? Well,
no. This was the world's relationship.
But it's first of all, it's, like, so nice to do that. And it's so much cheaper. And, like, you're done instead of, like, postponing this wedding. Because when are you going to do the wedding now? In 3 years?
So I hear both sides, right? Like, there's a part of me that wants to, like, get the bad suit and go to Vegas with, like, 10 people.
Right.
And have Elvis do it for us. And then there's a part of me that's like, no, this is an ABC Disney wet dream. And yeah. we need to have like everyone from Modern Family, like everyone from Bachelor, like come together yeah. and like celebrate our love. So I don't really know what the best decision is. I mean, you think big, you just want to call the party, dude. I know what
yes,
you're talking
but
about.
I'm telling you, I saw when I saw the tweet to you while you were in the house, and I was like, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. So I've been following this whole thing since 140
You need to get married for Justin.
Thank you.
Okay. There you go.
Because I will never have a wedding. Thank you, Wells. The Bachelorette airs Mondays on ABC. Don't forget to watch Wells on Bachelor in Paradise starting August 16th, and I will let you know when I get my bridesmaid's dress. Still ahead, it's a housewife showdown. Kyle Richards and Lisa Rinna were caught in the same polka dot dress, but who wore it better?
Wow.
Yeah, you better have that one.
Right.
They say it's not what you wear, but how much money you have when you wear it that matters.
Oh, my God.
Let's see if that's true with a roundup. Who wore it better? Woo! First up, it's a battle of the housewives. Mm. Kyle Richards and Lisa Rinna both rocked the same black and white polka dot dress while filming. And no, it was not planned. Who wore it better?
Damn, I'm going to go with Kyle, because I like Kyle's shoes more, but I like the color of Lisa's more. It's very confusing for me, this look. I'm going with Kyle.
You going with Kyle? Who
Rinna,
are you going with?
Rinna, all the way.
I'm going to go with Rinna, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
It's much more modern. The waist is all pulled in. The shoulders are up and poofier. Mm-hmm. The hat
that's a good...
makes it stuffy.
I'm going to go with Rinna.
Rinna.
Mm. Okay, good. I'm glad that I gave Kyle some love.
Rinna is the winner.
Yeah.
Rinna
yes!
is the winner.
Yeah.
That's a hashtag.
Yeah. All right, tell me who wins between Sophia Richie and Whitney Port. Both stepped out in the same pink and green pattern two-piece. Ooh, I don't like either of them.
Not a fan of the...
No.
It is a casual hangout, so it looks very comfy. I'm going to go with Sophia Richie.
I'm going to go with Sophia, too. And I love Whitney, and I think Whitney's also... Whitney gets props for just being this cute out and about, like it wasn't for a photo. Like, this is just what she wore.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Sophia.
Nice. Irina Shayk and Robin Roberts channeled their inner Elle Woods in a very similar pink power suit. Robin came with the heels, honey, and Irina came with the boots. Robin Roberts, this suit, that power, her coming out looking like, what's up? Who you here to see? That to me is amazing. I'm here.
Robin better work.
She does. Yeah, I have to go, Irina, I like the fit more.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I like that it's baggy and cool.
No, you don't.
You absolutely don't.
I know.
You're just trying to be nice.
Stop it.
I am. I'm being sweet. And also, it's like Irina looks good and everything, so it doesn't matter. But Robin looks amazing.
Yeah. Here's another wild one. Rihanna made fashion waves in her pink fuzzy bucket hat, and Lizzo stepped out in a pink fuzzy skirt and top. Who we going with? Battle of the pink fuzzies.
Damn, Rihanna.
You know what? I'm not going Rihanna, because the only reason you wear that hat is because your hairstylist was off or you didn't like your comb out. I'm going to go with Lizzo on this one because I love the matching.
I live for Lizzo in every way, shape, or form. Going with Rihanna on this one.
Yep.
No! Yeah. You guys!
I like Rihanna.
Makes more sense.
It does.
There's too much going on with the Lizzo. It's the fur, and that I live for the Mona Lizzo.
Mona Lizzo, exactly.
I love the hair. Just everything together is a lot. I like the simplicity of the Rihanna X the hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, is Julie Chen planning a daytime TV comeback?
Ooh.
We're talking about that. Big Brother, marriage confessions, and more in our new explosive but chill interview. Don't go anywhere. It was both. It was weird.
Remember
was
Julie Chen?
Moonbez.
Thank you.
It's In It to Win It week on Daily Pop. Now, all week long, we'll be hanging out with some of the biggest names in the world of reality competition to find out what really goes down behind the scenes. I'm kicking things off with Julie Chen and her Big Brother secrets. She's also telling me if we'll ever see her back on daytime TV.
I loved you so much on daytime TV. I just want to know, would that be in the cards for you to get back in some way on daytime TV and just connect with everybody out there?
You never know. I don't know. You know, if you had asked me years ago, you know, what was in my future career-wise and job-wise, I would have never said a reality show, and I would have never said daytime talk. So I thought my future was news through and through.
Do you ever just call Andy Cohen and say, "What? Look at us. Like, what the hell are we doing right now?"
Yes. I mean, not only were we fellow interns as teenagers still in college at CBS News in 1989, then we worked together covering news at CBS, where he was behind the scenes. And like, look at this guy's career, you know? He owns the world. The world is his oyster. So we are still good friends today. And, you know, we're parents now. And it's, who knew?
What's harder, wrangling 16 house guests or homework during Zoom school?
My son was trying to get through fourth grade when COVID lockdown first happened. I had a great relationship with my son until COVID and lockdown happened. I was like, what do you mean I can't just drop you off and forget about you for 6 hours? Like, oh my God. Like, yeah. It was not pretty.
Welcome back to the live premiere of Big Brother All-Stars.
I feel like this season, everybody has an unfair advantage. We all know how to live in a house for a year without any complaint. How are you going to like make this a challenge for them?
Well, we have to heat things up then. We have to throw new competitions and new twists at them, which we are going to.
I feel after 21 years of seeing this show being played out, can you really get in the house and do you think you can win? Like, could you honestly do it?
I probably would not make it past a week. I mean, I'm too trusting. And as the host, I'd have a target on my back.
I think you actually might be right. You would have a target on your back. I think one of the things that America fell in love with, I know people called you the chin bot at first and people thought you were stoic. But I find that to be the perfect thing because I can't tell which way anything's going to go because you're not giving me anything.
Exactly. It's like no emotion. I'm just moving parts here. I don't wear my emotions on my sleeve because I don't have any. Chen Bot doesn't have any. They didn't give that chip into the Chen Bot. Okay. So sorry.
I have to ask you, when they first brought this show to you, did you think, this is never going to happen?
They originally asked Meredith Vieira.
No.
She had turned it down. Yeah, I think she was doing The View then, and she had turned it around. Because the thinking was, you know, here's this reality show, which some people might consider a little bit trashy. So they want to,
some. A mini.
Some,
mini.
You know, it, don't judge, please, people. And they wanted to kind of class it up with a news person. And she had been on 60 Minutes, but she was doing The View then, and she turned it down. So then they came to me, and when I said, then I turn it down, I was told, well, technically, we can make you take this job because you work for us, the network, and it could be seen as insubordination.
Wow.
I was like, see what I'm saying? Bye.
You're like, damn.
Yeah. So, and now here I am.
I was like, damn, the tea this morning, honey.
Wow, good for her for bringing it.
I know. She was like, you know what? I'm good.
I will show you insubordination.
Right.
That's what she wanted to say.
You guys, season 23 of Big Brother premieres tomorrow on CBS with a live 90-minute special. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. She said it's insubordination.
Okay.
She was like, I'm a show yo ass. We are back with the queen of queens herself, Michelle Visage.
Thank you. Yes.
No, you truly, everyone here has been so excited for you to arrive.
Aww.
I've never seen the hair and makeup people so quiet in my life.
Genuine excitement. I was excited. I was like, I got on that call at 6:01 today. Usually I'm like, I have no service, which I don't have service. I'm just saying, but usually I'm on at like 6:10. I was like, I'm getting that call.
Yeah.
OMG. I have to ask you because, you know, this is a talk show, but you guys had one of the most revolutionary talk shows, the RuPaul show on VH1.
You mean the old one?
The old one.
In 96?
In 96.
Yeah. Going back.
What was it like breaking the mold with that show? And did you think that it got the roses that it deserved?
No, it definitely didn't get what it deserved, but it was so ahead of itself and so ahead of the game. Like, back then, it was on VH1. It was the number two show after Pop-Up Video.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
Crazy.
Of course I remember Pop-Up Video. I have chills. Okay.
So for us, it was like nobody saw it coming. And it was not just a talk show. It was a variety show. It was like in the style of the old Sonny and Cher show. Yep. And that's, you know, what we grew up on. And that's what we loved. And that's the way Rue wanted it. So for us, we just did what we love to do, and that was music, color, and stupidity. And that's what we delivered, honestly. That's why when I tell the kids on Drag Race, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. That's a compliment.
Right.
Because really, everybody in this world takes everything too seriously.
Uh-huh.
When you're on television and you get to entertain and do fun things, the more fun and the more you let go, the more people are going to be sucked in, mm-hmm, because it's an escape.
Right.
My God. Well,
and that's what we do.
So true.
This was such an escape. This has been such a great show. Thank you so much
for
being
here.
Please
come back anytime.
Of course.
We love
you. Thank you for having
me. The rest of the week. Justin's gone this weekend, and I would like for you to come back.
Sure.
And
help
me. Sure.
Guys, we have another legend coming. Carney Wilson will be here tomorrow, and our In It to Win It week continues. Catch Daily Pop, DVR that bad boy.
Yes.
Catch us every day at 11 o'clock. Watch Nightly Pop tonight.
Please.
We'll have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.